Spin 1038, you're listening to Spin Talk with Lauren. Today we are live from the Radisson Blu Golden Lane for World Mental Health Day. With thanks to the incredible team at Pieta House and Lions Tea, we've all got a cuppa in front of us. The hashtag is Time to Talk. I'm delighted to be joined. I'm not up here on my own anymore, thank God. Brian Higgins is with me, the CEO of Pieta House. Brian, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you very much.
This is a big day for you.
It is. It's a huge day for us. It's a big day within the mental health charity sector. So World Mental Health Day is a phenomenal day for us to have conversations going and to get people talking about their own mental health and mental health in general and how we as a society respond and support people, including ourselves.
I mentioned earlier on how, you know, if people want to get involved and text us in, and I said I'd seen some lovely images on Instagram and people tweeting lovely things, but it's one thing to tweet those messages, it's quite another to support someone maybe who's going through a difficult time, and that's what Pieta House is all about.
It is, yeah. I mean, our services are, we have 240 psychotherapists across the country, and that's very much face-to-face work. And we also have our helpline, the National Suicide Helpline. So there are people at the end of the phone or at the end of a text message to support as well. But no, the face-to-face and person-to-person is incredibly important.
In your experience, Brian, what do you think the biggest obstacles for people who are struggling with their mental health are?
Well, I think I'm going to cheat, because Lions, our partners, have done some research into this. But interestingly, it seems to be that embarrassment is the major issue that holds people back. You know, I would say stigma, because there is a stigma around mental health, and there are stigmas around the reasons that people would end up coming to Pieta House. So mental health is one of those. But there are stigmas around our identities, stigmas around relationships, stigmas around how we as society view other people's financial status, their relationship status, their body image. So these stigmas are the things that lead people to the point of suicidal ideation, or lead people to the point where they have poor mental health. And I think if there is then embarrassment put on top of that, where people don't seek help, that's where the real problem lies.
I was having a look at your website yesterday, and you have all these various tabs. I've been feeling suicidal, how to help someone who's suicidal. I've been self-harming, how to help someone who's self-harming. And I know later on we're going to speak to Linda, one of your team there. She's a clinical psychotherapist. But it's not just the person who is having the difficult time that can be helped by somewhere like Pieta House.
Absolutely. Core to what we do is having the supports around our client. So the person who comes to see us, where our therapist does that one-to-one work with them, a large part of what we do is supporting the family around them. And part of that is actually explaining to them, look, your loved one is going through a process. And within that process, there are certain things that you will see that are okay, certain things you will see that may not be okay, and certain things that you will see where you're going to have to contact us much quicker. And it's about building that capacity and also demystifying. You know, we don't work magic in Pieta House. People come in a fractured state, and our job is to help them repair themselves. But they do the work. So it's about explaining that to the family and the friends as well.
Right about now, Pascal Dunne, who's standing up in the Dáil to deliver his budget, we're not expecting any massive surprises today, nothing too shocking, thankfully. What is the dream for you, though? What would you and Pieta House love to see happen in the future?
Well, there has been a commitment from this government to increase the level of funding to mental health services. And in reality, that has happened. There have been some miscommunications, certainly last year, around 35 million and when it would be spent and how it could be spent. But the reality is the government have put additional resources into mental health funding. I don't want to preempt the budget, because I honestly don't know what's coming into it. But there are major issues that we as Pieta House and the charity sector are asking for. One is to ensure that there is adequate mental health funding, and that is not just within the statutory sphere, but that comes to the voluntary sector as well. And the other major factor that impacts on all charities is VAT. So charities are not VAT exempt. We have to pay VAT, and that's huge expense on top of a charity. So there was an article this week where I think it was Focus Ireland had to pay 1.2 million in VAT, which was nearly as much as the statutory income that they had had in certain areas. So that for us is a big issue. So if the minister could deliver on ensuring that adequate mental health funding is delivered, and if he could remove VAT from charities, I'd be quite happy by the end of the day.
And someday, hopefully, Pieta House will be out of business.
Well, that's the ultimate objective. Yeah. The ultimate objective is that it. And that's why this campaign with Lions Time to Talk is so important to us, because, you know, we exist and we have existed for the last 12 years at that point of intervention. So when somebody is already suicidal or somebody already engages in self-harm, our therapists are there to support them through it. And Linda will be in later on to talk about what that actually is and what that, you know, how that works out in reality. But we have been in that space where somebody who is suicidal, what we know we need to do is move further back. We need to move to the point where we can prevent suicidal ideation. Mm-hmm. And if we can get to that point, then we don't need the therapists and the organisation that we have at the moment to work with people who are suicidal. And if we can get to that point, then ultimately, yeah, if we can get to the day when Pieta House and all other services like ours are no longer required, I think that's a massive achievement for the country.
I know they're not all here today, but tell me a bit about your team at Pieta House and day-to-day life. Because like as we said earlier on, today is a big day, but you're working all year round and yeah. That team are working all year round. So tell me a bit about them.
Well, today's an unusual day because today's the day when we talk about stuff rather than doing stuff. And I say that the rest of our guys are working right across the country. We have teams right across the country. We have 14 therapy centres and we have the National Helpline. And we operate in most occasions from 9 in the morning till 9 in the evening. And that's right across the country. So we're there day and daily, and our therapists are incredibly highly qualified and incredibly skilled and incredibly dedicated. So as we're sitting here now, there are probably over 100 people sitting in our therapy rooms receiving therapy from our therapists, and they will continue to do that until 9 o'clock tonight. And that's really important. That's what we exist to do. Linda is going to be much better at telling you how that work is on the ground and how we do it. But you know, I'm really lucky to be CEO of an organisation that has such talent and such dedication across the country. And, you know, if you think about the work that our therapists do, they're working with people at that really, really most vulnerable time in their lives. And, you know, we have our Darkness into Light walk that we have each May, but our therapists make that live. Our therapists bring that into reality, taking somebody from the darkness of their suicidal ideation and bringing them through to having a light and a hope for a new future. And, you know, I can't do it. That's not my skill set. So I can only take my hat off in admiration for what they do.
We were chatting a bit earlier on about Darkness into Light. You have some of your organising team here, the Laois Darkness into Light, representing today. And that gets bigger and better every single year. But like you mentioned earlier, you still need to make that money every year. You still need these kind of events to be supported. So if people want to get involved, if people want to support in whatever way they can they get in touch with Pieta House?
If they want to support, they can go to our website, pieta.ie, and go to the supporting us page, and they can get in contact with someone within the Funding and Advocacy Department. Or more locally, you mentioned Laois. We have incredible volunteers right across the country and across the world at this. We have 145 venues globally. So I think wherever you are, there is somebody within your town or within your locality that is organising Darkness into Light. And, you know, again, there are better people to talk to than I am about what's required.
He's very hard on himself, isn't he?
Well, yeah. Well, if I had to run 145 Darkness into Lights, there wouldn't be too much sleep for me.
Brian, you're very kind for coming along today. Continued success with Pieta House and all the hard work you do there. As you mentioned, we will speak to Linda a little later on just about the therapy side of things and how that works. But can't thank you enough for coming along today. So thank you so
Thanks
much.
Thanks a million for helping us.
Get involved in the conversation. Call now. 01-646-1038.
This is
Spin Talk.
Okay, just before we wrap things up, Spin Talk today has been live all day from the Radisson Blue Golden Lane. It's World Mental Health Day, in case you haven't heard yet, and we're here with Lions Tea and the team at Pieta House. Earlier on, when I spoke to Brian Higgins, the CEO of Pieta House, I mentioned that I would be talking to my next guest, counselling psychologist Linda Murray. You're with the Dublin North Centre, Linda.
I am, that's right.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been in Pieta for 10 years.
I was asking you during the break there, it's not really depressing talking about suicide all day.
Everyone thinks that, and or if you say where you work, they go, oh my God. But if you come into one of the centres, they're very positive, very welcoming. And most of us would say we love our jobs, and we do.
That's good.
Because we totally believe in what Pieta does, the Pieta model, and it's hope, you know?
Today has been heavy going, and I don't know about the rest of you here in the Radisson, but it has been tough to hear some of the things that our guests have had to say. So that's why we wanted you to come on and just help spread that message of hope. And some of the messages that have been coming in have just been wonderful, because it's not easy to hear tough experiences. And if you have someone in your life that's struggling, you might not know what to say to them, or you might not know how to deal with it, or you might feel, well, do I have to take this on and how will I cope? So for anyone listening who has someone in their life who's not doing well, what would you say to them?
Get them to lift the phone. If you go onto our website, the numbers of all the centres are there, and also our helpline, which you've probably given out. It's the 1-800-247-247.
I have it written down here in bold.
Yeah. and it is difficult, and that's why in Pieta we also offer family support. So when someone is feeling suicidal or self-harming, any members of their family or whoever their support person is, we give them sessions as well, so they know how to support the person.
Oh,
it's a really good service, yeah.
Some of our guests today have spoken about their own experiences and the things that worked for them, and we just know all too well that what works for one person might not work for another, and it can be a lot easier said than done to just get up and go for a run or pick up the phone or talk to someone and tell people how you're feeling. Why is it, in your experience, Linda, that for me, if I'm having a bad day, I can get myself out of bed and go and get on with things, but someone else might not be able to. What is that?
Well, when you're in that low mood, you just can't, because you've no motivation to do anything. And it's easy to say, get up and go out. And then the kind of, most people think, when I'm better, I'll do that. Oh, when I feel a bit better, I'll do this. But that's not the way it is. Sometimes when you do something, you feel better. So when they come into Pieta, we're looking at different areas in their life. So we're doing baby steps sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's what, even one change can make a big difference, and then it might lead on to something else. But it is hard when you're in that low mood to even speak to anyone. You don't want to. That's why anyone out there that does know somebody, get them to talk to somebody, even lift the phone, and we can give them advice on the phone as well. Mm-hmm. It's really important, but it is hard.
It is, and people can be afraid, as you mentioned there, very, very afraid. Yeah. They're like, I don't want to change my life, and I don't want to change my circle of friends. And we heard about toxic relationships earlier on, and you know, being on the internet and how negative that can be. You might want to change the things that actually are negatively impacting your life.
Yeah.
So for anyone who is afraid, baby steps.
Yeah, and also there's a great saying, nothing changes if nothing changes. It's a great saying. But I think when they come in for treatment and we're looking at different areas in someone's life, what's working well, what isn't working well, and that's the area we would work on. And when they start making small changes, it has a positive knock-on effect with something else that's going on in their life. So it's good.
Linda, thank you and all the team at Pieta House for being with us today. You mentioned the number 1-800-247-247.
Just lift the phone. If anyone's feeling that way out there or they know somebody, go onto the website, all the numbers are there for the centres, and also talk to our helpline. It's a free phone number, so a lot of people don't have credit as well, so it's really good. Just lift the phone and talk. Very important.
Thank you so much. Linda Murray, counselling psychologist from Pieta House. Pieta.ie is the website. The hashtag we've been using all day is Time to Talk. I can't thank all of our guests enough for getting involved today. Also all of you who are here, who took the time to come out and get involved. So give yourselves a big round of applause. You're very kind for being here. Massive thank you also to the Radisson Blu Golden Lane for hosting us today, to Lion's Tea for supplying all the tea that we've been chatting over, and once again the incredible team at Pieta House.